Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Du lyssnar på Dekonstruktiv kritiks julkalender. Jag är Aron Flam. Idag ska vi se vem eller vad som döljer sig bakom lucka nummer 7. Nej men... Är det en norsk socialist med hjärnan på rätta stället och en gnutta samvete? Vem vet?
So, Janne Vask went on NRK, which is Norwegian state television.
Yeah.
And it became quite controversial.
Yeah, absolutely. For many reasons, it was controversial. What I did, I interviewed these social constructivists and asked them to, you know, explain why men and women tend to work on different areas. And then I went to the United States and talked to Steven Pinker and a lot of, you know, biologically informed psychologists and scientists. And then I said, and I looked at the Norwegian sociologists and I said, what are they saying? This is all wrong. I mean, haven't they heard about evolution? And then I went back and showed that again to the first guys I interviewed, and then they said, we don't believe this. So they felt betrayed in a way, because even though I told them that I'm going to show these clips to some other experts, they didn't know that I was going to Cambridge and Harvard and find these top-notch people. So it felt unfair.
But in science, aren't you supposed to be peer reviewed?
Yeah, but normally your peers are agreeing with you when it comes to some of the gender researchers. So, but I feel, even though it was controversial, I felt when the debate started that we convinced people, and the debate about gender hasn't been the same since. You have to consider this nature perspective all the time. You have to, before you can ignore that, you can just pretend that there couldn't be any inborn differences between men and women. No, you have to at least take that into consideration.
Yeah. And this led, as far as my research can tell, that you were sort of not sued, I wouldn't call it sued, but someone reported the show to your press ethics committee?
Yeah, because he said that, of course, you edit these shows. You don't show, like, when I interview people, I talk to them for an hour, and I edit it down. So he felt he was edited, and so he was... quoted out of context. And
this was Jørgen Lorentzon, right?
Yes. And then I put out, or we put out the whole interview, like 2.5 hours, so everybody could see it. And then I was not committed. No, I was not. I was freed.
You were acquitted.
acquitted. That's
yes,
right.
by the press ethics committee, who said that Jörgen Lorentzon was in the wrong, basically, and your show had committed no flaws in its reporting and its method.
No, that's right. But I was not aware how angry people got on because people. I was on the on the common man and woman side, so people got so angry. So I made his life hell for a couple of months there. So it was tough on him. So I thought so much about these ideas and the truth and all that. So I kind of forgot the people when I made the show. So, but I think he has a good life now. He's not he's not a researcher anymore. He quit. So, I hope he has a happy life now. He's a good man. He wants the best thing. He wants men and women to be equal. But he's not a scientist, according to what I...
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Sometimes it
can
be, yeah.
For the children, for science, for gender equality.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So,
But it was fun. So I hope, I always wanted you to make that show in Sweden, but that has not been so easy, Aron.
I know, because when I contacted you and said, I want to make a show like yours, but since you've already made your show, can I just get the rights or buy the rights? And you were like, you can have the rights for free. And I was like, yay! And then you added, because I already tried to give this to SVT, which is the Swedish state television. And so would you please tell me about that?
At first, we wanted to just, we asked SVT to, or the Utbildningsradion,
that's a part of public service, which is our name. Public service is our name for Swedish state television, Swedish state radio, and Utbildningsradion, which is kind of like educational radio, but it's on TV, so...
Yeah, it's a bit radio. It's just radio with pictures. So TV is radio picture. But and then they wouldn't show it, and then and they didn't give any reason. I said, you can show it for free, and I just thought it was fun to put it out in Sweden, where I thought it was even going to be even more controversial. So they have some reasons. I don't know about those, but then we pitched it. We pitched basically the same concept. For SVT, and then they thanked no. And when you pitch those shows, you don't get like a long explanation of why they don't want it. So I don't know what the discussions were behind closed doors, but I know you did some research, didn't you?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, I did, and then I tried to get your show made in Swedish with a female... show host, and I tried to make it I tried to get it made for years, Harald.
I went
to every department on SVT and pitched this show, and they all said no. Most of them didn't want to even respond to my emails. So I continued to dig in this, but then I turned my attention to Norway again, because I realized I wasn't going to get this made in Sweden, and I did my own stand-up show about it and released it on YouTube for whatever that's worth. And I have informed people in this podcast and so on and so forth about your show and that they can watch it on YouTube. And I hope it has helped the stats some, because I think it's a very important show for people to see. And then, but it something happened, because in 2011, Norway stopped funding NIC, which was like the Nordic Countries Institute for Gender Research, right?
Yeah.
So what happened there?
It's hard to know what was going on behind closed doors again. Whether it was speculated whether my show had had some impact on that decision, I don't know.
But it was a huge debate in Norway in all the papers for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was obvious to everybody that a lot of what was going on in the gender research was not very scientific. And I got a lot of email from, you know, other academics saying, you know, we talked about this for years, but we don't have the courage, or we don't have the time to go into all those arguments. So thank you so much for doing that shitty job, because it was time, or it was over time that somebody did it. So it was obvious that the scientific consensus was that this is bad science, but okay, doesn't cost too much money, let them do their work. You know, it's always like that in every organization. You have to have some people, idealists, doing something that doesn't really work, but just keep them quiet. So, and then this, I guess it was when all this came into the open, when we did this TV show, they felt that they couldn't finance it anymore. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't any inside reports. But what I was struggling with all the time when we made the show, that this was not an anti-feminist show. It was not a right-wing show. It was all about truth and science and being curious. So when we were struggling with, you know, emphasizing that this is not an anti-feminist show, we never criticize any feminists. They can, you know, they're doing a legit struggle. We're just criticizing gender researchers. And this is not a right-wing show. We're not anti gender equality in any way. We're not, personally, I'm a social democrat, but when I pitched it to the SVT, I just realized when I talked to them that in their ears, this is such a right-wing project. This is so, it's a reactionary, conservative, I'm a man, white male. I just felt it was all so wrong. It was easier for me when I worked in NRK, so I was already on the inside. So I can talk to all the bosses and say, you know, it's going to be so-and-so, we're going to do it this way. It's harder to come from the outside and to convince them that, relax, this is not going to be like Sverigedemokraterna or whatever kind of a show. So I realized that for them, it was impossible that to make it, because it would look so bad. It would look like SVT had gone all into, you know, being Republican, right-wing, old-fashioned 50s reactionary, you know, all that. So,
but you're pro-gender equality, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm quite open to, you know, I think it's important to have more female engineers. Likewise, I think it's important to have more male psychologists, which there are hardly any young men going into psychology anymore. So I'm pro the Scandinavian project, totally.
With the wrong method, you won't get the result you want.
I think it's even more important if you want to make a gender egalitarian society, you have to know what gender is.
Yes.
I think you can't base that on a lie.
Tack för att du lyssnar på Dekonstruktiv kritik. Jag är Aron Flam. Vill du stötta Dekonstruktiv kritiks arbete, och det vill du, så kan du göra det på patreon.com/aronflam. Patreon.com/aronflam är ett ord. Via PayPal med bitcoin eller på Swish 0768 943737. 0768 943737. Du kan och bör också köpa boken Det här är en svensk tiger och boken Älskade public service som jag skrivit tillsammans med Jens Ganman. Till nästa lucka, det vill säga imorgon, ha en god tidsenhet.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.